You're listening to WMUK. The comedy Moon Over Buffalo continues this weekend at Great Escape Stage Company in Marshall. WMUK's Gordon Bolar has this review.
It's always a good sign when you find yourself with sore ribs after seeing a farce. So, if you plan to attend Moon Over Buffalo by Ken Ludwig, one of America's finest farceurs, be prepared for an evening of side-splitting comedy and nonstop laughter. It's not just Ludwig's one-liners, such as Buffalo, New York, it's kind of like Scranton without the charm, that account for this show's success. It's the execution of lines and business by a vocally and physically agile cast under the direction of Randy Lake that characterizes this production. Set in a 1953 theater green room, Ludwig's script focuses on the escapades of George and Charlotte Hay, two over-the-hill players seeking to resurrect their sagging careers with an over-the-top performance on the stage. The couple's plans quickly spin off kilter when the spotlight-seeking Charlotte, deliciously rendered by Debbie Culver, discovers that husband George, played by Max Hardy, has gotten one of the troupe's young actresses pregnant. Hardy is at his best when his bombastic character attempts to dig himself out of a hole of his own making, or when he's groveling on the floor to apologize. Hardy can also turn on a dime and rise to delight the audience as he hoists his rapier high, challenging all comers. Culver, as Charlotte, is also capable of rising to any challenge, verbal or physical. This versatile actress is adept at sword fighting as she rehearses a scene from Cyrano, or at delivering a wave of blows as she cudgels George about the head and shoulders with a copy of Variety to punish his infidelity. She can play the enraged shrew one minute and then coo dulcet tones the next when her would-be paramour, Richard, arrives to take her to lunch. Because speed, acceleration, and volume are key elements of farce, three roles are central in keeping director Lake's well-orchestrated production on track and on time. Kelly Bidlingmeyer, as Rosalind Hay, plays the daughter who has fled the theater and the family madhouse in search of a conventional life and a new love interest. She reluctantly returns to find company manager Paul waiting to rekindle an old romance. Bidlingmeyer establishes her forceful character with an entrance that could peg out the volume on her grandmother's hearing aid, if only she were wearing it. Her young Rosalind can take charge of greenroom mayhem and marshal the manners of her newly acquired, semi-domesticated fiancé. Cameron Lake, as Rosalind's former boyfriend Paul, is a physically gifted actor. His character, always in motion, is a veritable blur as he zips across the stage, in and out of closets and up the stairs in acrobatic attempts to shore up George's schemes. Slamming doors inevitably punctuate his entrance and exits and prove the sturdiness of the attractive multi-level green room set. As Ethel, Rosalind's hard-of-hearing grandmother, Georgia Marsh, sets a baseline for the production with measured delivery and deliberate crosses. In contrast to the frenetic activity circling around her, this character is positioned as the center of the storm as she quietly mends George's trousers. Marsh's mannerisms and droll commentary are a launching pad for the accelerating action that follows her intentionally slow and appropriately plodding stage business. This includes inadvertently plying George with spiked coffee to sober him up for the imminent matinee to be attended by movie director Frank Capra. Nate Cox makes the most of his role as a bumbling buffoon and stage-struck weatherman. His portrayal of Howard provides the show with a visitor from the normal world outside the green room loony bin and clearly demonstrates that not all the loonies are inside it. The piece de resistance of the evening is the greatly anticipated matinee in which the beleaguered troupe attempts to stage Private Lives. Or is it Cyrano de Bergerac? Or both at the same time? It's difficult to tell from the hilariously incongruous fiasco that follows, as everything that can go wrong does. But Let's just say that when Noel Coward's flamboyant wit is pitted against the grandiloquence of George's Cyrano, there is no clear winner, except the audience, who, on opening night, laughed throughout this uproarious scene and Moon Over Buffalo under a full moon in Marshall, Michigan. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.